Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 foam moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Atomic Dog Racing presents to you.
All roads lead to check.
Calling all grudge racing. Tony Primetime, Boss Bynes, and crew will be in the house. Also, Big Ball Factor taking on Texas Hillbilly Crew. Big Jake and Galen Smith versus East Coast Eric and crew from Florida. And the rematch of Tree Man versus the Big Bad Bird Man. Kenneth Williams, a.k.a. Big Sleep from Elgin, against Big D. Tennessee's own Wit and the 901 Bad Boys will be in the house looking for action. And we got Mississippi Scooby and Company with that badass stock suspension Mustang. Looking for action too. That's right, you heard. The kid out there be in the house. Always starting action with somebody for some big money. Texas style beef race. We got a big time shootout featuring Atomic Dog, Ron James the Twins, Louisiana Reggie Rabbit, Big Daddy Warbucks Drexler. And you know we gotta have a Bad Cow 490 class along with a 580 and 70 class. Gates open at 11 a.m. until it's going down Texas style. April 6th, Houston Motorsports Park. Contact Atomic Dog 512-775-6 563 Atomic Dog Drag Racing.com. It's your boy Chuck G.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech at vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech at vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Atomic Dog Racing presents to you.
All roads lead to check.
Calling all grudge racing. Tony Primetime, Boss Bynes and crew will be in the house. Also, Big Ball Factor taking on Texas Hillbilly Crew. Big Jake and Galen Smith versus East Coast Eric and crew from Florida. And the rematch of Tree Man versus the Big Bad Bird Man. Kenneth Williams, a.k.a. Big Sleep from Elgin, against Big D. Tennessee's own Wit and the 901 Bad Boys will be in the house looking for action. And we got Mississippi Scooby and Company with that badass stock suspension Mustang. Looking for action too. That's right, you heard me. King Arthur will be in the house. Always starting action with somebody for some big money. Texas style beef race. We got a big time shootout featuring Atomic Dog, Ron James and Twins, Louisiana Reggie Rabbit, Big Daddy One Bus Drexler. And you know we gotta have a back half 490 class along with a 580 and 70 class. Gates open at 11 a.m. until it's going down Texas style. April 6th, Houston Motorsports Park. Contact Atomic Dog 512-775-6 563 Atomic Dog Drag Racing.com. It's your boy Chuck G. Feed
it. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudge Book will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudge Book. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech at vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech at vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S., and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
Atomic Dog Racing presents to you.
All roads lead to check.
Calling all grudge racing. Tony Primetime, Boss Bass and crew will be in the house. Also, Big Ball Factor taking on Texas Hillbilly Crew. Big Jake and Galen Smith versus East Coast Eric and crew from Florida. And the rematch of Tree Man versus the Big Bad Bird Man. Kenneth Williams, a.k.a. Big Sleep from Elgin, against Big D. Tennessee's own Wit and the 901 Bad Boys will be in the house looking for action. And we got Mississippi, Scooby and Company with that badass stock suspension Mustang. Looking for action too. That's right, you heard me. King Arthur will be in the house. Always starting action with somebody for some big money Texas style beef race. We got a big time shootout featuring Atomic Dog, Ron James the Twins, Louisiana Reggie Rabbit, Big Daddy One Bus Drexel. And you know we gotta have a Bad Cow 490 class along with a 580 and 70 class. Gates open at 11 a.m. until it's going down Texas style. April 6th, Houston Motorsports Park. Contact Atomic Dog 512-775-6 563 Atomic Dog Drag Racing.com. It's your boy Chuck G. Feeding.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Atomic Dog Racing presents to you.
All roads lead to check.
Calling out Grudge Racing.
Check it. Tony Primetime, Boss Bynes and crew will be in the house. Also, Big Ball Factor tagging on Texas Hillbilly Crew.
Big Jake and Galen Smith versus East Coast Eric and crew from Florida.
And a rematch of Tree Man versus the Big Bad Bird Man.
Kenneth Williams, a.k.a. Big Sleep from Elgin, against Big D.
Tennessee's own Wit and the 901 Bad Boys will be in the house looking for action.
And we got Mississippi Scooby and Company with that badass stock suspension Mustang. Looking for action too.
That's
right, you heard me. Kid out there will be in the house.
Always starting action with somebody for some big money. Texas style beat race.
We got a big time shootout featuring Atomic Dog,
Ron James the Twins,
Louisiana Reggie Rabbit,
Big Daddy One Bus Drexler.
And you know we gotta have a back half 490 class along with a 580 and 70 class.
Gates open at 11 a.m. until
it's going down Texas style.
April 6th, Houston Motorsports Park.
Contact Atomic Dog
512-775-6 563
Atomic Dog Drag Racing.com.
It's your boy Chuck G.
Feed it.
Good evening, everyone. It's Miss Fox Body. If you have something to say or you would like to be heard, please press 1. Your host tonight is Tricky Ricky. Tricky Ricky, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
Okay. All right, well, I appreciate everybody for being patient and tuning in today. We both, the engineer and myself, was running a little behind. So, without any further to do, today's show is brought to you by Grudge Inc. and Mr. Jay Barnes. And Ms. Fox Body is the engineer. I'm your host, Tricky Ricky, and we aren't going to waste any more time. I should have one caller in queue waiting. What is his number? He just texted me.
703-8663. Your mic is open.
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you got an echo, but...
I don't know which would be echo. Do I need to call back?
Wow, I ain't never heard that. This Fox Body, what's that? Can you fix that?
That's on his line.
That's on his line? Let me dial back in, guys.
Okay, Matt, who you want to talk with?
Yeah, this is Bill Harris.
Oh, Bill, okay. Yeah, Bill, hang up and call right back so we can get you on.
Okay.
All right, sorry about the wait. Now I'm echoing. All right, well, that was Bill Harris. Yeah. What?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
It's Fox Body. Hello.
You have Lady A. I'm sorry. You have Lady A.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on, Lady A?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, other than this echo on the line.
Yes, I think I figured that echo out. Okay, I fixed the echo. It's caller 703-8663. Whatever you're doing, you're causing the echo. I had to mute your mic. So that mic is muted. That's what the noise was.
Okay. I guess that was Mr. B.J. Harris. So B.J. Harris. Well, my mind messed up right now. Bill, if you can call back from your cell phone, we could try that. And said the issue was coming from your number. Okay, well, I appreciate you getting that squared away for us, and for all of those who are still listening, I appreciate your patience, as this has been a eventful evening so far. With that being said, let me grab a notebook. I had BJ, Bill Harris on to talk about the event that was going on at Richmond Dragway this weekend. Also in the mix, in the cut, is supposed to be on the line, but he could still be there to talk about his event going on down this at Fayetteville this weekend, Grudge Wars. For anybody that's listening that may be ready to take their car out tomorrow, Buzz Creek, Maryland International Raceway, and JPC is having an open track run from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., $100 per car. They will be running the right lane only. Saturday, Capital Raceway is having Justin Tune, Grudge Race, and Gambler's Race Saturday and Sunday. Saturday also, they will be having the IHRA chassis certification done by Mr. Gary Hood. The Gambler's Race is you have to pay $20 to get into Test and Tune, and the Gambler's Race is totally separate from the $20 entry fee to Test and Tune, which is $30 to get in the Gambler's Race, and the Gambler's Race pays full off entry fee from the racers. It's totally separate. It's totally on you. So you can go to Test and Tune, and if you want to get in the Gambler's Race, you have to pay an additional $30. So that's what's going on really this weekend. This past weekend, we had the first annual Metro Area Awards Banquet, which was rather nice, I must say. Had some outstanding awards, some fabulously dressed people, some good entertainment, some nice food. Afterwards, some were in thought of how some got certain awards when others felt that they shouldn't have, or other people should have gotten specific awards and stuff like that. And hopefully, maybe we can get some kind of answer to those questions today. If not, then, you know, it is what it is. But overall, for a first-time event, it was pretty good. That's pretty much about it. Do we have any callers in the queue?
Yeah, you got Bill Harris here.
Okay, Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How's everybody?
All right. I appreciate your patience dealing with the time frame and the little technical difficulty we had there.
Hey, that's all right. I thought I cut everybody off. Didn't know what was happening.
Right.
It might have been my line.
So I understand that you had this race going on at Richmond Dragway Saturday, if weather permitting, I guess that would be.
Yeah, right now.
Tell everybody what's going on.
Yep. Right now, the weather-wise, it looks like it's going to be almost 60 degrees, so that's a good thing if it holds, sunny and clear. What we're doing is something that's a little different than most of us have probably done. We're going to run a pro-dial race. Pro-dial, what does that mean? It's actually a pro-tree handicap race. It's open to pretty much anybody that can run a time somewhere around 5:90 all the way down to 4:50s. But we try to put the cars as close as possible. And for the guys that are grudge guys, hey, it's a good time. You can hide that time, believe me. You can fool around on it and run a little slower or however to trick the people. But anyway, that's going to be at Richmond Dragway, and we're also going to be running index classes. We're going to run a 6.0 index, a 6.50 index, and a 7.30, all eighth mile, that is, by the way, index. We're going to split it into two categories with the pro dial. We'll have an unlimited class, which will be any cars that's in the range of 4.50 to 5.30. Those cars are run against each other. And then we'll have extreme modified, which is anything from a 5:40 up to a 5:90, and then after that, the index guys will take over with the 6.0 class. But you know, it should be fun. We tested it last year, and a lot of guys liked it. You know, it's pretty exciting. We're looking forward to be pretty exciting. We're trying to get a series going with it, and trying to get some other tracks on board. But Richmond has been real good. Lately with wanting to try some different stuff. So that's what we're going to do. The gates will be opening at 10 o'clock, and, you know, racing will start right at about 12. Test and Tune will start at 11. Also Test and Tune, too. And there's a car show that VCU is putting on.
Okay.
So, you know, we'd like to invite everybody down. Also, and I don't want to take too much time, but I'd like to tell you, we also, I do a Friday night showdown down at Richmond. I know a lot of guys have been down, Grudge Racers and down there, Wicked Bird and some of the other guys. We're going to be doing four of those this year, too. The first one being May 10th. So, you know, anybody want to do some grudge racing, match racing, whatever you want to call it, come on down. It's Friday night at Richmond Dragway, May 10th. We'll be there June 28th also for the summer showdown, we call it. And then we'll be there fall showdown, which is September 6th. And then another one in September, around September 28th. Another thing, I don't know if J.C. Richardson is on here or not, but...
Well, he seems to get a little what you want to call it? bipartisan be the right word? You know, he don't seem like he likes to call into my show, but he may be listening. So
yeah, but
I'm sure he'll get the word one way or
another. Yeah, May 30th, he's got a show down at Dinwiddie. I think it's Friday, May 30th, is what he told me, but. We're going to take some cars down there from Richmond and see if we can beat up on them guys down there. And then they're going to come back up to Richmond probably in September and see if they can win something back. But that's just some of the things that's happening. You know, I hope some of you guys will come out because when you start something new, and that's what this is, Pro Dial stuff is new. You know, it's kind of hard to get people to want to try it. They set back. But we got to let tracks know that, you know, people want to see certain things. So. I invite you. Come on down.
Well,
you know, Rick, I really appreciate
for those
that.
Who may not know where, or how should I say, exactly how far away is Richmond Dragway? I've never been there personally. So
you never been there?
I've been hearing about it, but I've never been.
Yeah, it's down. If you're heading south, you take Interstate, go 95 to 295. It's close to Richmond, to the Richmond International Airport, if anybody know where that is. But it's pretty easy to get to. You take Interstate 295, which goes around Richmond, basically. A lot of guys will take that way when they go to Virginia Motorsports Park, too. But you'll take that and go down, take the airport exit, and it's right there. It's called Sandston, Virginia, but it's actually Richmond, all Richmond, right outside of Richmond. But actually, it's a lot closer than Virginia Motorsports Park, but it's an 8-mile track, and they've done a good job trying to bring in some stuff, and track surface has been pretty good.
Okay. So if you was coming from the D.C. area, roughly how long do you think?
You're looking at probably about an hour and a half ride.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, about an hour and a half.
So it's not quite as far as Denver.
Traffic permitting, of course. You know how 95 can be. But if you go 301 or some other way, it keeps you moving too. So,
right. Okay.
Yeah, but
That should be an alternative for some of the area guys who may not want to take that long haul to go to VMP on a Friday night. But with that only being an hour and a half away, I'm sure some would scoot on down there. I know.
Yeah.
Wicked Bird has talked highly about the place.
Oh, yeah. He's been down several times, Wicked Bird, and a lot of the other guys have been down. So and it's we have a good time, man. Good time, a lot of people. We run before a huge crowd, a lot of ladies. Ladies get in free, by the way. Ladies get in free, so you can pack the car with all the women and bring them on down. Don't have to pay.
Now, if you was to come down on a Friday night, how much is it to get in the track?
It's $15 to get in. If you want to run test and tune, that's $25. Now, if you run, we do a sometimes we'll do a 5-0 class, index class, on a Friday night. Then that's generally, I think it's $75 to enter that.
Okay.
Yeah. But... we do some match racing and stuff, and we're always looking for good cars to match up, to start some people talking, because that gets the blood going. We all know that. And then if anybody want to do any betting, that's on you guys. You do it yourself. But we have a good time.
Cool. All right, Bill, well, I appreciate you getting on and sharing that information with us.
Appreciate it.
And look forward to having you back on.
All right.
In the future.
All right. Appreciate it.
If you can, just stay on the line and mute your phone. I've been told I got Endicott on the line now, so he has an event going on in Fayetteville.
All right. Cool.
I'd like for him to get his word out about.
All right. Good. Good deal. Thanks.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Can you open Endicott's mic, please?
919-0362. Your mic is on.
Yeah, this is Endicott. How y'all doing?
All right, what's going on, Endicott?
What's happening, man? What's happening?
I can't call it. Just getting off work, man, and trying to have some local area race talk for the evening. But I understand that you got a Grudge Wars event going on in Fayetteville this weekend.
Yeah, this is the seventh year, man. And I'm hoping everything turned all right. Right now we got a stock block shootout for small block stock blocks on 29th. I got a stock block 302 versus 350, and I got a Nova Wars. Anybody that got a Nitrous Nova on 28th, no wheelie bars, big block or small block, it's up to you. Right now there's four or five big blocks in it. But if you want to get in it, it's a winner-take-all thing. These guys like to race against each other. And I said, well, look, you know, this is the way y'all can all do it together. And they agreed to put in $500 apiece, and whoever wins get all the money.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Right now, I know everybody's looking at the weather forecast, but right now it's a 30% chance. So that means you got a 70% chance of it not raining. So, you know, I understand. You know, people are a little bit worried about making a road trip, but believe me, if it's 30% chance, you know, I'm going. You know what I mean? So, and right now everything is still on. You know, we're gonna be double checking tomorrow. I've been posting everywhere I can. You know, right now everything is still on. You know, if it was over 50, you know, of course I'd be worried. But right now it's only 30%, so we're gonna go with it. Gates gonna open up at 9 o'clock, and you know, we got stuff to dry the track if anything does happen. You know, like everybody else normally does. So I just want people to come on out, and you know, I don't want you to sit home and say, "Damn, I should have came." You didn't want with a 30%. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because I did.
Well, I know you get around quite a bit on the message boards. I don't hear you too much on too many shows, although in the past I haven't. But because you're on this, I'm gonna say the East Coast side. You're South, but you're on the East Coast side.
Mm-hmm.
I would like, if you can, to come on the show on this show a little more to spread the word, because you do handle quite a bit of stuff on this side of the East Coast. So you got people. I know you got some guys from New York coming down to that race. You know, Long Island Joe and his crew, they coming down there. You might have some guys from New Jersey or what have you. Some guys from this area coming down there in Virginia. Whenever it comes down to you know, you having an event or something. You know what I'm saying? This is a good platform for you to get that information out for those who might not get on the internet or whatever, you know, for them to hear firsthand.
All right, no problem. I don't mind doing that, man, because I do support, you know, I support everybody that I can. You know, I've pretty much, you know, you've seen me in Virginia, you've seen me in Maryland, I mean, you've seen me in New Jersey, New York, or wherever, you know, because I don't mind. Yep. I just love the game of grudge racing, you know, and I don't mind going to them. I just want people to return the favor, you know, whenever I try to have some of my own. You know, Long Island Joe, all those that led for, I mean, it's considered now North versus South. In the beginning, I really didn't care who came, as long as you come and you want to race, that's what it was all about, you know. Right now, he has been bringing, you know, him and a lot of guys have been coming. Well, put it this way, if you are above the North Carolina state line, to me, I mean, you've been coming, I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you just need new faces at the racetrack to have, you know, to get some more racing going. Because, you know, after a while, you get tired of seeing the same old folks over and over. You know what they run. They know what you run. I mean, y'all going to argue forever because you're know, like, damn, I already know what he run. You know what I mean? The gambling comes in when you don't, but you see somebody sitting like you. And if you're a real gambler, you're like, well, I just got to try. You know what I mean? We just got to go for it. And, you know, you're going to have some success sometimes. and sometimes you're not, but, you know, but most of the time it makes for some feel-good racing when the time comes. You know, that's what I'm all about, you know.
All right. Well, with you having an event and Mr. Harris having an event, if you guys don't mind, I'd like to go to the phone line, and maybe you have some fans out there that might want to ask you a question about the event or something of that nature. So if you don't mind, take some calls. Okay, who do we have in the queue?
Monster and Chomp.
Monster.
What's up, Rick? Looks hot, Tony. How y'all doing?
What's going on? All right, all right. What's going on this evening, Monster?
On my way to pick up and get the driver's license. So we might have another driver here shortly, Rick.
You said you're on your way to where?
Get my son. He's getting his driver's license, so I got to pick him up. This is his last class. He go to take his driving test on next week, so we might have another driver in the seat after a while.
Okay.
What's up, Cut? Bill Harris,
and
how you guys doing?
What's up, Monster? And my bad, Bill Harris, how you doing, man? I remember Bill Harris came to him. Good was 09 with that damn turbo car. She was looking good, too. He had everybody in the damn bushes.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was scared of that damn car. Small block
he
turbo with a big tire on it. They was scared.
Yes, sir. Look, hey, he make them step back and think, man.
Yes.
Just having fun.
Yeah. What's going on, Rick? How you doing? Hi, Miss Fox Body.
I'm holding on. I'm getting closer, minute by minute, day by day. On get my project back up and running and being ready.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I ain't doing nothing. Sitting on here tonight, listening to everybody. Just getting ready for May 4th at the Capital Raceway. These two gentlemen, they definitely put together some great shows, Endicott and Bill Hurd. So we definitely support what they do. Down south, down Virginia. So, you know, everybody out there, these two gentlemen put together a hell of a program. So if you want a place to be and be recognized, go check them out.
Hey, we'll be the capital, too.
Definitely.
Miss Foxbody, can you open Sean's mic?
John, your mic's open.
Okay. What's going on, gentlemen? How's everybody doing tonight?
What's going on, John?
All right. Hey, man, just chilling out, trying to relax a little bit. That's about it. How's everything going? Everybody good?
Yeah,
so
good,
far,
man.
So
good. Yep.
All right. Yep.
What's up, Tricky Ricky? What's the word? I'm edging closer day by day, buddy.
I know,
and,
right? Me too.
Just got a phone call today saying my heads will be done next week. My blocks will be supposed to be done tomorrow. Waiting on something to come back for the other motor. So within the next couple of weeks, I'm gonna have some stuff ready to race.
Oh, you gonna be smelling some rubber and some racing fuel? Yeah,
yeah. And then maybe real soon I can go ahead and get Mr. J.C. Richardson that wish that he wants.
Oh,
you know, he wants to get at me some kind of bag. He said,
maybe.
JC told me we can do it every day of the week and twice on Sunday.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. Must be nice.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
I told him I might not want to see his ass that many times, but we can do at least race once.
I know that's right.
At least once.
Yeah, man, but I ain't got a whole lot going on. Planning on going down this weekend to support Cut a little bit, taking a few calls down this way, go up and play a little bit. That's about it, man.
Hey, look, man, when y'all get down there, if y'all got anybody y'all want, if y'all say, look, in the cut, we got these cars, and this is what they set up like, man, just holler at me. I'll point you in the folks that want to race, man. And all y'all got to do is go over there and work it out and let me know. Grudge racers get first dibs, you know, when it comes to the lane next to the board.
Oh, okay.
So, but, yeah, I'll be down in Fayetteville. Unfortunately, having to debut the new Big Six here at Fayetteville, but I'm going to test before I get there. But, yeah, so
Yeah, that was about to be my next question. What was the status of Big Sexy?
It is finished. Got to pick it up tomorrow around noon, and after then going to a track and be at track on Saturday, and then I'll be going to see Cut. So,
hey, did you put them nice pretty wheels on the front yet?
Yes, they're on there. They're on there. Thank you for
not the ones that's been on there.
Those were messed up. It was like only that was just for a little mock up here that we put on.
Oh, okay.
Put some more on there. But yeah, the new ones on there now. They hadn't when you saw the picture, they hadn't came in yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that's. I see you got the bling on the back. I said, I know he ain't coming back without the bling on the front and the back.
See, the bling was on the back when the accident happened, but it just wasn't on the front. So, I mean, now it's on the front, too, so.
Okay. So she's going to be looking real sexy. Is she painted?
No.
Okay.
No more paint.
Hey, you know what? That sounds like a story my father had. He had a Camaro. He kept it prime for years. As soon as he painted it, he had an accident in it.
Yeah.
I know your car wasn't the prettiest looking for a good little while, and then when you got it pretty, you had an accident.
I know. That sucks.
So, yeah. This is way stuff.
We're gonna leave it in the state color primal. Yes, indeed.
But I've been trying to fool some people, but they say I ain't fooling nobody. That's why I leave mine looking the way it looks, but it don't work.
I heard that. I know a man with a small block car, though, that once you get situated, y'all might be able to get together at one of these shows here or something, you know. You know me, I'll stay neutral.
Who was that directed to?
Oh. UTR,
Ricky. Oh, wait a minute. I can barely hear you, so hold on one second. I'm moving around. Okay, say that one more time now. Yeah, say that one more time.
I know a dude. He's got a small block Mustang, on 31s that might be interested in trying a little something. One of these shows. And whenever you get situated, you know,
okay.
Just something to do. You know, just something to do.
Is he asking for something?
Oh, I know he's probably got ass or something. I mean, since he got a small block, you know.
Small block on 31.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, one of these shows maybe. Let me get my recipe together.
You're so crazy.
And we can go from there. You know, after we had our little banquet up here Saturday.
I saw some pictures of it, man. It looked real nice.
Yeah, it was real nice. It was laid out real nice. Had a little red carpet. And, had Mr. Brown there. Took some pictures with Mr. Brown and King Hater Whitney Bird, as he's called. He had his little cape and crown on. He even had his wand with him. And it was real fun. The music was good. Had some nice-looking young ladies in there.
Oh yeah, I saw them.
They've been talking about that on the message board. So it was nice.
I heard that. That was good. That's what's up.
Need a
where is everybody at, man? It's like everybody dead tonight or something. What's up? Long Island Joe told me I
don't know. Maybe because it's cold, man. It's cold outside.
I heard that. Where's Long Island Joe at tonight?
Yeah,
he's probably there. It's snowing up that way. Yeah, he might be on that damn track.
Yeah, he at work. He at work. Oh, it's snowing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Martha, that's your fault.
It's my fault?
Martha's your fault.
It's Martha's fault.
Well, what I do now, Sean?
I don't know. Trigger,
you got
to blame you.
You got a man talking smack to you all week. Then when it comes time to get on the show, he can't get on the show. He got to go to work.
Let me tell you what he did to me this morning, though, Rick. He calls me up with five people on the phone. I said, damn, Joe, one ain't enough?
He had five of them on there. You hear me?
And what time of morning was that?
We generally start around 7:30.
Oh, well, good. Y'all. Y'all keep it that way. I'll be in the gym by that time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't want to be disrespectful to nobody, but Miss Foxbody, do we have any callers in the queue?
No, sir, we don't have time.
Oh, okay. We don't? Okay. Yeah, well,
I
guess...
Miss Foxbody sounds so sweet.
What you doing, Lena? What happened? Did she bite you? Did she bite you? What are you doing?
Lena.
What happened? Hold on for a minute.
I'm sorry, Lena. She is very sweet.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
We have a caller, 37173. Your mic is on.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
What's happening? What's happening? What's happening?
What's up? Let's shake him back from the Motor City.
What's up, brother?
Hey, what's going on, guy?
What's going on, sir?
Hey, I'm all right. I'm at work, man. I just heard, I got a couple of minutes on it, and I just wanted to get in show my peace, that's all.
All right, well, we appreciate you calling in. Definitely do. You said from the Motor City.
Detroit.
Okay. I got looking for Kevin to call, but I haven't heard from Kevin today, so he must be out on the road.
Yeah. Kevin in that truck, man, and you know his hours are gonna be off and on like that. So catch him when you can.
Hey, why you right there? Hey, Monster, do you know if anybody got to call into the Viz show today from GRF?
No, I'm not sure, Rick.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's up, Shaggy Bay?
What's going on, Monster? You been all right?
Yes, sir. You should have a package tomorrow.
No, I got it today.
You ain't getting no work done today. That's why you're working tonight.
Right. I just got it today,
bud. I sent him the videos of the race, Rick. I know he's been up all night. Look, he ain't getting no sleep today. He ain't do nothing.
I appreciate it, man. I'm going to get a chance to sit down and watch it. It might take a month, but I'll get a chance to watch it.
See, I hooked you up, didn't I?
Hey, you the man. You the monster.
Nope, I'm just a guy that love racing, like the rest of y'all on here.
Hey, I appreciate it, don't mind.
Good, yeah, you're welcome, sir.
Well, there ain't much going on tonight, I guess, we can cut the show off, but there ain't much going on. I ain't got nobody.
Are you coming to Grudge Wars this weekend, Tricky Ricky?
I'll be working. Just my stuff is saying they're gonna be finished with my stuff real soon. I got to make some more money. I had something unexpected to come up this week. My truck and my trailer got towed from where I live at.
Oh, it got stolen?
No, it got towed. They towed it. I came home late from towing the car. And parked in my parking lot, and these press people told my stuff, so I had to come out the pocket with some unexpected cash that I didn't expect to pay.
Right.
But now that my engine and stuff is soon to be finished, and I'm sure Mr. Mark Hayes and his chumpy of a driver, Mr. Super Slow Sting will love that. They put on the internet that he was worried that they won't make enough pistons for me to race him because I burned out my motor. So I'm really egging to get my stuff together so I can go down on his ass since he likes to send these little messages and say he want to do this and do that. And that's just a little out of my character for me to be saying all this right now, but something was said at the banquet that he really wanted to get at me, and he had so much to say to me. So he wanted to know when was his time going to come to get on the microphone, yet him and his crew walked past my table, and all of his crew shook my hand except for him. But he had so much to say to me. So I'm sure he's listening or going to get the message. My shit will be together soon, and I will fuck that Mustang up that both of y'all got. That green piece of shit you got, and that silver Mustang that Mark and Dern had, which I spoke to them. But you little chicken, I'm going to call you chicken. You're going to be the new wicked bird. Style, we're just going to call Style. Super slow thing going to be called wicked chicken. That's what we're going to call it.
Oh,
yeah. You got the echo in the spot, Spotty? Okay. So.
Yeah, Bill, I had to mute when it was due to your phone. So if you try to say anything, no one will hear you. If you call back in, I'll open your mic.
That's me?
Bill.
Bill? Oh, that's Bill.
Okay.
Yeah, so as I was saying, you know, that's a little out of character for me to come off like that, you know. But I felt as though I had to get that off my chest. But what I was trying to say a little while ago was somebody asked me after the banquet, who did I call out? And I said, I didn't call out anybody. I didn't have to because everybody's wanting a gun for me now. So he's like, nah, man, you were supposed to name names. I said, I don't have to. Everybody wants to race me, so I don't have to call out nobody. I got enough people wanting to race me to last me through the summer and in the October and November. So it's gonna be fun.
Let me, I got a question. In the cut, how many races are actually locked in for Grudge Wars? Do you know right off?
Right now there's four, but it's getting harder and harder to get people to lock in over the phone, but. Because everybody's afraid there's going to be a killer on the other end if they can't win. So, I had a lot of people on the phone and they can't agree. You know what I mean? Because they still, so many are just worried about what's going to be on the other end and who. You know, because right now, if you say you got a big block, 29s, nitrous, you know what I'm saying? Hell, they're scared it's going to be damn Brian McGee on the other end or something like that. You know? So, it's harder to get the races locked in. It's just better. If I can get them to talk and let them, you know, feel each other out, and then, you know, just bottom line, if they come to the race, more likely they'll get the race on then. Right now we got four of them locked in, so that's about all I can say. You know what I mean?
Hey, Tricky Ricky, that's when you have to go into your lawyer voice. See, that's how I got my race. I went into my lawyer voice.
I haven't developed that. Then just to give you a little something, the guy who was asking me the question of who did I call out, this is really who I need to be the lawyer, but he just won't do it for me. I this dude can talk. Man, if you think Big George can talk, this dude right along the lines of Big George, man, but he will irritate you so fucking bad that he will. If you didn't want to do a race, he'll talk you into doing it, and because he's just gonna piss you off with the shit that he be saying. He good.
Big George. Big George.
I just
my
can't
hero,
get the dude to the track, man. I think I might have to bribe him and tell him I'll pay him to come to the track with me just to talk shit to people, but I got to do something. I mean, he good. Me, I don't have it. I just, look, if you want to race, we're not going to race. That's it. You know, I'm kind of like cut and dry with it. But I need that mouthpiece, but it's hard. You know, everybody don't have that skill.
You'll get it, though. You'll get it.
Well, I don't have enough years under my belt, so. No, y'all guys are seasoned. You know what I'm saying? See, I listen to you, how you talk sometimes. You talk real cool, and then you throw the little jokes in there, and then you get to the lawyer voice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
See, first
time
I put on Facebook today, so you got to befriend these guys. You got to befriend them, and then you ease them in real nice and slow, and then you kill them. See, that's how you have to do it. Like a stalker.
I've been told that's my problem. I don't know how to ease into it. That's what this guy told me. He said, you don't know how to ease into it. Long time ago when I had another mode in my car, he got on my case. Man, you could have killed everybody in the area. Blah, blah, blah. You went out there and did this. Blah, 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 blah. You messed it all up.
He took me to the class called Grudge Negotiation 101. You need to call him on it. He'll teach it to you.
Okay.
For real.
Well, I'd rather him just do the talking, but...
No, he has to be neutral. See, he can't do that, but he can teach the class, so...
I'm always neutral, no matter what nobody say. I don't care who it is.
I told him that you're teach the class 101, so therefore it ain't nobody really that you negotiate with. You're just teaching the basics of it, see?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you find somebody who you want to race and say, look, I got a car set up like this. Somebody want to try you. If y'all agree, the real deal is when y'all put that PT up, that's what you got to get up. That'll set the men from the boys. You know what I mean? If you're real about it, you're going to lock that money in. And then when you get the check.
I get that. But
you got to hold a man. You know, you can hold a man to what he say, but that money going to hold a man to what he going to do.
You know?
Freedom of speech. But you pay for what you're going to get or what you're going to do.
Get that mouthpiece that man just put everything over the top.
Well, the mouthpiece is a trick. That's what the mouthpiece is.
That's what I need. I need the trick. That's what I need. I need the trick.
Mouthpiece is just a trick.
This is how I look at it. If everybody knows Tony Bynes and they game, right? Tony Bynes talk a little, he talk more on the air than he really do at the track sometimes. But Cowboy do all the agitating and the shit talking, and along with Jamie, you know what I'm saying? But Tony over there working on the car, doing what he got to do, you know, he might say something here or there before they get to mess with the car, but once he get involved with the car, it's Cowboy and Jamie, or just Cowboy. That's what I need so I can concentrate on what the hell I'm doing while I just got somebody over here talking shit for me.
And see, they trust Cowboy. Tony, if he's working on the car, he trusts Cowboy and Jamie. Whatever they decide to lock in, he just going to do it. You know what I'm saying? For the most part. They lock it in. It's
yeah,
done right.
We need you a crew, Tricky Ricky. We need you a crew.
Yeah, they are part of the crew. That mouthpiece is the crew. Mm-hmm.
And y'all make y'all a crew.
Well,
yeah, that
I mean,
mouthpiece
he is in my crew to a point, but as far as me wanting him to do that specifically, I just can't get him to do that. It's like he don't want all that extra attention or something. But he good at it. I swear to God, man, that this dude is good. But, you know.
Hey, Rick, what's the benefit package? I might have to try something else now, huh?
My thoughts in the back in my head right now.
Hey, Rick, I can do some shit talking now. I learned from the Spanish boys at work. Some of it, I don't even know what I be saying, but I say it.
You're so stupid.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the mouthpiece is there to keep the promotion going, but you if you and the mouthpiece on the same page or what, y'all believe y'all can do with the car. That's what matters. And that's when the lock-ins come out, you know?
Yep.
Right.
If you got a mouthpiece that don't know shit about cars and don't even know what the damn car can do, you ain't going to do you no good but get your ass tore most of the damn time or lose some damn park out.
Exactly.
You know, you got to have somebody. Let me tell you, even though Cowboy can't turn a wrench or don't want to or don't want to drive, Cowboy knows what that car can do. And that's why they are not afraid to lock in. They know what you got to do to beat them. That's it. They ain't,
right.
A lot of times, they ain't even the fastest. You know what I'm saying? Anything can happen. But they know the car well enough to know what it can do. And that's all. And that's what they need to know as a team. And once they know that as a team, yeah, they ain't going to be scared to race nobody.
Exactly.
You know? That's why they race so much. You got jokers that call over there probably faster than scared the damn death.
Exactly.
And they, and they shouldn't even be scared.
Yeah. Well, I ain't
even
figured out how that would work yet.
On the ball.
Yeah, they easy to underestimate folks, too. Now, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with it because that happens to all, to the best of us. You know, but they race so much, they willing to challenge anything. I mean, prime example, I'm going to use this Virginia guy, for example. When J.C. Richardson first came down to Kinston long time ago, when he first, I kept seeing y'all at ladies' night. And J.C. said, man, I want to go somewhere else. I said, well, shit, you know, come on down here to Kinston. They're doing a little girls thing down there, this trap down there. See, he came down there. First, saw that Nova. He brought that Nova. Soon as Tony them saw it, they jumped dead on him because they just did not believe that the Nova was going to beat what they had. And they had the same damn thing.
Right.
And he fucked around and gave damn JC the back. And he better be glad his damn transmission broke. And you know, but I'm just saying, that's the type of chances that they would take. Even though the car was the same, you know what I mean? They were just willing to gamble. And if you can get more people that are willing to do that, you know, from whatever area you're from, man, there'd be so many races going on, man, it's ridiculous, you know?
Yeah, well, that's the biggest thing, trying to get people to gamble.
Yeah, trying to get people to gamble. I mean, I know money, you know, money is tough to come by, and you just bet what you just stand to lose. And if you get a crew together that y'all are on the same page, you know, it can work out. You know, you can go places and do with it. Just, you know, just remember, no one person in the crew is bigger than the other. You know,
yeah.
You're all there trying to do something together, and ain't nothing wrong with it.
We got to get Tricky Ricky to South Carolina. We got to get Tricky Ricky to South Carolina somehow. I don't know how. Somehow, we got to think of a plan.
You said that's a plan. And you know,
I gotta think of it.
That's South Carolina's
with Darlington there, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to get that. I want to try that
Gigantor
guy.
Hey, can you come with
31s
or 29s on your car?
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah.
You ain't gonna have no problem racing.
Okay.
Shit, a Rick underway is. If he off in the back side, he's
going to
be all
over. Yeah, he'll probably got to get the race. If you come with 33s on it and let them put their 31s on it, you get in the back side, they're going to try it.
Well, when I get together, Rick,
you got to get you a crew. So you get you a crew, and then you can have somebody. You know the first thing I would talk to you if we were to lock in the race right now, right? You know the first thing I'd do when I see you at the track? I'll start fucking with you. You got to drive the car. I ain't got to drive no car.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What's the first thing you'll do when you see me at the track?
I'll start fucking with you. I'll get in your head.
Oh, yeah. See, I know that. That's how I can handle all that. I can handle. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't bother me. That doesn't deviate me from what I'm doing or what I have to do or anything like that. That don't bother me. But I'm just saying, for me, I got to prove. I got my crew that's just far as what goes on with the car, lining me up and stuff like that. I just need a mouthpiece.
Mm-hmm.
That if, for me to get a mouthpiece, that will complete my crew. But I don't have the mouthpiece, and I'm not that talker type of person. You know what I mean? I'm kind of like cut and dry with it.
You can
but
let,
I,
you can
I know
let
and I
mouth.
See that if you got that mouthpiece, then the same thing what goes on with Tony Bynum and his crew. You got that one guy, like you just said, when you get to the track, they go over there, start talking shit to agitate him, irritate him, and get him pissed off and all that kind of shit like that. That's what I need, because I can't do it and work on the car at the same time.
Well, see, now hold on, now, you don't necessarily have to do that. If they know you the man who's going to make the decision on the car, the mouthpiece is going to come to you and say, look, what do you want to do with that car? And you just tell him what you want to do, and that's it. Now, it's up to him to lock in after that. That's it.
Right.
That's all you got to do. You don't have to worry about, you know, the game part of talking shit. Because sometimes the game part of talking shit get lost. You know, you get lost in it. You don't really need to. If you're working on the car, you know what it'll do. And you say, hey, I'm willing to do this. I lock up this amount of money on that, and that's what I'm willing to do at this time. And just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Either they're going to do it or they ain't. You know, they'll come back about 10 or 12 more times to try to get you to change up. But just stick by your word. Say, I'm locking in on this, and that's it. After a while, they're going to get the force of well. If he will try, and the gamblers are going to come back and say, well, okay, we're going to try that. So we don't believe you can do it. That's how it's going to work. I mean, there are a lot of crews out there. They race like hell, but they rarely talk any shit. But they'll race their ass off.
Hey, Rick, the one thing I see that's going to be a big advantage for you when you go south is they don't know you. So whenever you're ready to go, Rick, I'm pretty sure Larry and myself can help make sure you can make that trip. So whenever you're ready to go, and they're going to look out for you once you get there, we'll help get you there. All right?
All right. Okay. That'll work. That's
the deal.
Yeah.
And I'll say this to both of them on this phone. You boys are going to get the ass whipping of your life when that boy crossed that line. So be prepared, all right?
You better beware.
Mm-hmm.
I've been known to give out a spot or two.
Hey, we've been waiting on you because we want that to put that Maryland assassin on that big ball factor. You hear me?
Well, y'all don't want that trouble.
Man, we on drag radio. We want to sit right beside his door. We'll do whatever it takes. We gotta give him a couple dollars for gas to come so we can show you. We'll do it.
And y'all wanna sit head up with him?
Yeah.
Well, y'all got small block nices on 28?
The car got a big block on drag radio.
A big block on drag radio.
Yep. Fox Body Mustang.
Oh, Fox Body Mustang. Okay.
Yep.
A big block nitrous
on
drag
radio.
Not
fair.
It's got 29s on it or 28?
That car got a 29 on it, if I'm not
okay.
Two, it's a 325 on it, drag radio.
Yeah, that's
a 28. If it's a 325, it's a 28. And he can run the big drag raiders too, right, if you want to, right?
You say if it's a 325, it's a 28. A 275
is a
28.
No, 325 is a 28 too. It's just wider. Mm-hmm.
If it's a 50, it's a 28.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got a race August 3rd at Buzz Creek. And we might talk to y'all about sending a car up to try him out. So.
Well, look, tell him to do this. If he got a big block and he on 28, I'm doing something that nobody ain't done yet. Now I'm skipping, but I don't really want to. But since you brought it up, I'll do it on April the 7th. It's on a Sunday. I'm doing a nitrous big block race. Anybody, if you come in on 28 and you got one carburetor, we'll put it this way: if you got one carburetor, you can wear a 29 if you want to. If you got two carburetors, you got to wear a 28, but it's going to be head up. Now, this is nothing but big blocks on nitrous. It's the first big block race on nitrous. So that would be something good for him to come and track, because in that way, all those North Carolina big blocks that he's been seeing, they'll be there. All those South Carolina big blocks, it'll be the day after the race they have in Darlington, which is the Peace Race, the next day. Nitrous big block. And that way, hell, it's going to pretty much be 3 inches as far as I know. Unless something
changes. I got a question for you, Cliff. What if you got 3 2 barrels? What you have to come in there on?
That's a carburetor. Ain't a two barrel carburetor?
No, you said
that's three carburetors.
You said if you got two carburetors, you got to come on 28. So if you got one, you come on 29. I said, what if you got 3 2 barrels?
You got to put on 26s. You got to come in those 1 and 6
Hey, those 3 2 can be two dominators if the right person do them, man.
Yeah, I know that. Well, put it this way: if you got two carburetors or more, you got to come in on 28. Because I know there's gonna be some split dominators in there, but that's okay. As long as they're on the smaller tire.
Oh God! You trying
to? Uh huh.
Monster, your phone cutting in and out bad.
Yeah, say it again. Yeah, you must be in the... Get out of the closet.
Yeah, bad service, sir.
Yeah.
Well, why he getting his phone together, Kenny?
What's up, Rick?
What's going on, sir?
It's Kenny B. Hey, dude, I'm just listening to y'all tonight.
Yeah, that's your buddy.
What's up, Kenny B? What's up, Sean?
How are you, brother?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm relaxing tonight. Getting ready to load this car up tomorrow night, and hopefully the weather will be all right so I can head to Cuts Race.
Hey, Kenny, you know, I had a dream last night, and I was sleeping, and I woke up in a cold sweat. I kept seeing my driver. I don't know what the hell happened to him. I gave him that award, and they just fucked him up or something. I seen this damn black and blue Camaro just turn on the damn W. And that shit made me wake up. My wife beater was all wet and shit, and I was pouring sweat. Looking like I was a damn crank idiot.
Yeah, them nightmares like that would do that to you.
I know, man. That's what fucked up. Oof. Damn.
Yeah, I know. I get them nightmares too. Every time I wake up at nighttime, them Wright brothers, I have a nightmare. They come up, beating my ass every time. Mm.
I know one thing. After April the 12th, because I won't be there, but after April the 12th, if I get the phone call and my money gone again, I'm just saying, leave Kenny alone because he's working some type of witchcraft or something, some kind of shit. He got something going on because it ain't supposed to happen.
I know, it ain't supposed to happen. That might be some voodoo. See, I might have some voodoo on that car or something like that. It must be voodoo or something. Might not be. I know it ain't faster, so I know I'm not faster, so it's got to be the voodoo.
Mm-hmm. Kenny, I got a question for you. This came up in a conversation tonight that me and my brother was having. The little piece on the front of the car, right? You know, for the short front-end cars, you know, I don't call it the politically correct name. I call it a donkey dick.
That's what I call it.
Yeah. on this new car here, it's got a little tiny little small one on the front of it. You don't have no problem with that, do you?
Yeah, I had a problem with it. I had a problem with it in Florida. I told Jimmy the only way we gonna run head up, he take that thing off. We gonna run just like we ran before.
Kenny, it ain't no big one like that. See, that was big and bulky and heavy. This is a little tiny one, like Mike Martin on this car, a little cute one.
Well, we're going to run to the 12. I'm going to put one on mine, and it'll be fair.
I think she was playing with Bella. You know.
Well, you can't put no long one on there, Kenny. You got to put a little cute one on there.
Well, I'm going to get a molded spoiler. I'm going to have a molded spoiler by the 12. It'll be legal, but it'll be nice and molded. It'll look sexy, too. It'll be really nice. It's going to be nice, and it'll be legal.
It won't be nothing
I can take off the car because it's going to be molded in the front end.
Yeah, like the Promar Camaros have, correct. Yeah,
that's right. It'll have a spoiler molded in it. It'll be down low and mean. It'll look good, too.
You see that, Tricky Ricky? You see, you're trying to come up with some more stuff now, see?
Nice and low and mean. It'll look good, too.
Mm. I got a good painter. I got a good painting body man, so he makes it look
paint.
Good.
Damn paint. Primer.
I know. I swear that car allergic to paint. Your car, you might just leave it in primer.
I know. Didn't have no problems.
No problem, and kicked everybody's ass for years. Just in problem.
No, ain't kicked no ass. It lost to you. So damn, that was a paint job, though. So there it is.
Yeah, that was just luck that day, though. Every dog gets lucky every day. Once in the blue moon, you know. I needed some luck down south. Every time I went down, I got my ass kicked. Big girl kicked my ass. The Wright brothers kicked my ass. I needed to kick some ass.
Kenny,
damn.
Kenny, that was another sore situation right there when you mentioned Big Girl. That was something else.
Man, you and Big Girl had a good race, but I was mad, man. I'm over there, yeah, caught up in the middle of butter with one of them fools, and I missed the damn pass.
Well, that Big Earl's race was a problem. We made a little mistake in Big Earl's race, and it was just being not experienced with the nitrous, and we ran into bottle pressure, and that's what happened in Big Earl's race. It was a good race, but I believe we could have brought
the
home.
That was the best race of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Ran into bottle pressure. Big Earl said, I'm never getting that race again. Then he sold the car, so I guess I'm never going to get the race no more. So.
Yeah, the car's wrecked somewhere now. So.
Yeah, he got wrecked. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, didn't Jekyll and Hyde people buy the car and then wreck it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I heard. Mm-hmm. So so he'll keep that ass whipping. I'm going to keep that, so I'll never get that back.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but that was the best race of the damn night. But y'all came through there looking good. I mean, I know, of course, you lost, so you know, might be a little bit disappointed. But I'm going to tell you, that was a good race. if all races could be that good, you know, you win. Sometimes you a loser, but you're still a winner because people respect. You know what I'm saying? They say, man, them jokers go out there and they did what they were supposed to do. They might have lost. They were doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was a good race. You know, I mean, look, I don't care how fast you are, how good you are, your ass is going to get beat from time to time. But it's just, that's just going to happen.
Stop rubbing it in, Kenny.
Shawna, you don't mean you tight. I'm not going to rub anything in. That's just the way it is. That's what we do what we love to do. I mean, and if I got my ass beat every time I come out there, you know, you might see me kind of hide in the bushes a little bit till I can regroup. But I don't do it to whip everybody's ass. I do it because I love it. I mean, I love doing that shit.
I don't like this shit no more. I hate it. That's why I'm sitting up here now eating fucking pears and bananas and shit like that.
Shit, look, it wouldn't do me to win the lottery because I never work. I'd be racing somebody's ass every week. Shit, every day if
God.
I could.
Oh my God, Jesus.
The only thing holding me back is money. it's sad we got to work for it, though. So.
Yeah, it's true. Got to work for it.
What?
You just got to get in where you fit in, too. Some people try to get in the game, and they want to be the biggest and the baddest and to talk the most shit, but that ain't what it's about, you know?
It cut made a good point tonight. He said, you know, in the economy we in, you know, bet what you can afford to lose. That's what we need to do instead of coming up with all these big, you know, I know we got a lot of money in our cars. I mean, you know, I couldn't do what I do with my team. I couldn't get down the racetrack with my team, Pete and John and Gene and all them. I mean, shit, I couldn't do it without them. Because they helped me with the betting sometimes, because I can't bet the money. When we ran Dollar, when we ran Sean, we just didn't have a whole lot of money to bet. Just didn't have it.
And so you got to give props to Sean and them, because they doing the same thing you doing. So, look, we ain't out here trying to rob nobody. We want to have a good race. You know,
hey,
y'all
Tricky Ricky, that's why I have to go back in the lawyer mode, because I got all these followers that be wanting to bet, but they don't want to help with the cost. So, therefore, we basically take my money, my brother's money, and the driver, and we make the best of the pot. But the pot is low.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know? Let us in on their races when they were in Darlington, and they were running people. We weren't running. We were running the right brothers. Now, y'all let us in on that pot. I mean, you know, we all work together. Even though we want to kick each other's ass, we all work together. It's like a big family, and have a good time doing it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look at Grudge Racing is playing cards. I mean, a poker game. You may take that damn boy there across the damn money, but he's still your damn boy. You know what I'm saying? He ain't gonna be mad. He's just gonna go home and wait till the next poker game so he can get your ass back. That's just it. That's
you
what. He, if people look at Grudge Racing like that. You know, it'll work out good.
Cut the show off, and now we're just having a ball, just talking and everything, just doing the do.
Yeah, hey, Grant, what time the gates open up on Saturday? 10?
Between 9 and 10 o'clock. You come around there about 9 or 10 o'clock, you can get in.
Mm-hmm. All right, I don't think we're gonna probably leave the house till like nine thirty or something. So we'll probably be there around eleven, 12 o'clock or something. It'll take about 3.5 hours from my house to get there.
Yeah, we definitely gonna be open before 10 o'clock. I know.
Are there gonna be any good looking girls on the grounds? Any strippers?
I don't know, but it might be a little chilly for the strippers, but you got a minute. I'm pretty sure some of them going to get on in it.
From 10 to 10.
Yeah, from 10 and 10. If you see a 2 and 10, don't be mad. Just look for the 10. Just look at the 10 part.
Sean, you supposed to bring the entertainment, man. What's you supposed to do that?
I'm supposed to do what now?
You supposed to bring the entertainment.
Man, I'm gonna be leaving the track from some unknown location.
Hold on.
To come to
Hold on.
Has
I'm going to stop?
Hey, that's Pete talking in the background. Hey, Pete, mute your phone if you ain't. What's wrong with him, boy? There
Hello?
You go.
Yeah.
Pete, what's going on?
Yeah, I didn't know y'all on my mic up. What's happening, fellas?
Pete, it's a good thing you didn't say nothing incriminating with your mic over like that. You could have got us hurt.
Yeah.
I'm
glad they hold my mic up about to tell me, man. Ain't that something? I think Rick tried to shut me up.
I said, damn, Pete must be over at Kitty House.
How do y'all guys doing this evening?
Hey, Pete, I got a request for you, please. Can you help me out? You always help me out.
I'm listening.
Pete, I need you to do me a favor. I need for you. Tricky Ricky has an opening of a, he needs a mouthpiece, someone that can negotiate some good races. And I know that you can negotiate some good races. That you can tell the bullshit from the real. So I mentioned your name.
See, he's Virginia, Sean. So you already done screwed that shit up. You hear me?
Hey, Sean.
They ain't gonna let me do that because I already got them in a trick bag for later.
Oh Lord.
Hey, Mars, I pulled one over on your Saturday.
What'd you do?
I got Daisy Richardson and Chris Butler. They supposed to do it. Made a form of capital.
Oh yeah. Chris called me. I just found out that damn Long Island Joe might have Racing Jason coming down there on that day too. So yeah, he called me today about it. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, you did get me. I don't know nothing about that one. So I might have to buy you a hamburger.
I'm about to call Joe in the morning because I just got word today that a certain little 302 might want to challenge that little green station wagon Saturday in Fayetteville.
Hey, Sean, and all Rick had to come to Virginia, and I guess he would have to put on a horseman shirt.
I'm trying to get to the point where he'll move. You know what I'm saying? He can either go to Virginia or South Carolina. See, he'll be in the midst of everything there.
Yeah, that's fine. But he still got to put the horseman shirt on.
Yeah, he got to fuck with
that. I'm not wearing no horseman shirt.
Hey, Rick, put him on, Rick.
You're getting it from South Carolina and Virginia at the same time. God damn, they can't understand. They cross that Maryland line, we're going to cross that ass. You hear me?
Man, JC is going to bust Chris and Rick's head wide open.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Pete, are we betting a hamburger again or what?
Yes, sir. I'm betting the house on this one. We ain't losing this one.
PC bit
the house. I bet the house on this one. We ain't losing this time.
Hey, you said that last time down there at Buzz Creek last year. That old black Camaro.
I know. When I was standing there and the light came on, the whole house just fell right down on top. And I said, Jesus Christ.
No, see, you should have saw your face in the video when that wind light came on in Rick's lane. You look back at Kenny, like, goddamn, Kenny just stole your best friend. You hear me?
I ain't gonna lie. I looked at Pete and said the same thing.
Hey, Mom, I'm the kid. Like, what the hell just happened? He looked at me like, I don't know.
I know. But I tell you one thing. That goddamn driver on the other side of this phone, goddamn Tricky Rick, put it on him.
He got
lucky
every day, but he got
lucky
again.
I thought when JC's car left and that bitch let the flames out, I said, it's over. And then, look, it's not over.
Hey, Marla, I didn't believe him until he did it twice. Every do it again, then I still believe him.
I tell you one thing, that was a good race, though. They deserved the race of the year, man.
Yeah, I give Rick pop on that. He did his job. He drove it.
Yeah.
I would have liked for it to have been the same way when you and I lined up there, Kenny, but, you know, it wasn't meant to be that.
Hey, yeah, you know, you can't get everything you want sometimes.
Well, listen, I would have preferred to have lose by you just flat out beating me and not, you know, knocking the tires off right on the line. But like that's why I say, you know, just, you know, things happen. And, I come back.
Hey, Rick, that's funny. I hope the feeling you did because
I didn't want you to blow the tiles off. I just wanted him to just get you so you could just see the tail lights when they just fade away.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I was expecting to see some tail lights, but you know, I did see him, but
yeah, no, Kenny Thomas, he was so far from you, he turned around looking at the back window, he was looking for you.
Damn.
Yeah, well, you know, that's kind of why I keep the side mirrors on the Camaro. You know what I'm saying? So I can look at y'all when I go.
Because I already told him, I said, well, shut it off at about 400 feet. You can shut it off anyway, so it's going to be over. But he said he looked back at the 300 foot, and he didn't see, so he shut it off right there.
Oh, Rick. How damn Pete is just rubbing his shit in tonight, ain't he?
Pete got excited tonight. Damn, Pete. He getting excited.
Hey, Mars, I just go over the drive. Hey, that's what he told me. Hey, my driver ain't gonna lie to me. He told me to turn around and look at the back window.
Kenny did say he'd punish you, though. For real, I don't know. I wasn't there, but, you know, he did say that.
Hey, Pete, so what's the deal? When Chris run JC, so what were we, hamburger or cheeseburger?
We'll go to cheeseburger because that's going to be interesting.
And let's bet some. Look, the chicken you're gonna get from Larry's aunt cooking, we'll bet that you can't eat your chicken. If you lose, I'm gonna eat it for you. You hear me?
Yeah, I'm gonna watch you.
Yeah. If you lose,
Pete,
if I lose, then I'm
gonna
watch you.
Bet the cheeseburger. Don't give up on the chicken.
Man, she cooks some chicken and make you slap yourself, boy.
See, that's what I'm saying. See, and don't let Kenny Beecham get no chicken sandwich.
man. And they run a quarter mile too. I said they really feeling good.
Who won? What, say that again?
Say it again.
They run all the way to the quarter.
They gonna add out.
Mm. Hey Rick, also at Capitol this year, I got a chance. Big George introduced me to David Neal, and I shook his hand. I told him we do a little dance in the Capitol this year. Whenever I get to my, I should have my Chevelle. It's in the garage now. I'm working on it now, so I'll have to have it ready next month or so. So hopefully by end of April, I'll be ready to slide up Capitol, and we can just try, see if I can whip him or not.
Okay, that was at the banquet?
Yeah, I talked to him at the banquet. He's pretty nice.
Okay,
they've been around forever, man. You hear me, Kenny? Just like us, they've been around forever. Good people, man. Him and his dad, good people, man.
Yeah, he was really nice. He was really nice.
Now, don't sleep on him, Kenny.
I try not to sleep anymore, Monster. You know, after I done got beat a couple times by that, I kind of get a good night's rest before I go racing now.
The problem is that brother of yours over there on that telephone, that goddamn Pete. And Pete, by the way, them Hatton boys made it clear to me that your head is cut straight the off. You hear me?
Man, 10 days a week. I'm going to murder this.
Hey, Pete, that's two hamburgers when you run them Hatton boys. You hear me?
Yeah, I tell you what, hey, Martha, don't do that. I'm going to gap them, I'm telling you.
Hey, we need to get them boys up at Capitol fix us a steak dinner when we come up at. Make sure we get a nice steak dinner. Shit on the chicken sandwich. Let me get a steak, something.
Yeah, the answer that they're going to get, man, they ain't going to do that.
They're going to
Yeah, Martha.
You got a good idea. Let's go with a steak dinner, all right? I'm
right
on that. Boys. And Tricky Rick, y'all my boys, but when you cross that state line, you know, and I joined the GRF this week, so you know what, I'm really cutting my banger.
Well, I already talked to the commissioner on Maryland, so I told him I'm going to call him ahead of time, so when Horton crossed that bridge, I told him go on and shut it down, because we can come back across there until we get some ass.
Hey, you Pete Muff, y'all listen this here. I want to add this little clause in there, even though I might not be there. But I want to send a pair of pink panties up there, and the loser got to put on the pink panties.
Hey, Sean, you lost for them already now, because I'm seeing that whooping up something for y'all for the 13th. Probably around, but 6 o'clock, April 13th, if y'all turn your TVs on, I'm going to say Channel 6 to Richmond will be closest. 6 to 12, y'all heard about it. Horseman slaughtered Sexton.
Oh, shoot.
Hey, I told Kenny earlier that I'll be at another track, but if y'all win this time, Kenny got some witchcraft shit going on, some voodoo or something. So leave him alone.
Sean, you know I carry a little matchbox car painted just like Sexy. You know,
you know
I got
what?
That voodoo shit going on. I keep my
after the race, right? I noticed on the track in the area over there by the trailer, there was some little peanut holes over there or something. Where you sprinkling peanuts?
But see, y'all have changed up now. It's probably gonna be in Prima on Saturday. If if you see me over there taking pictures of the car. I'm not trying to scheme on you. I'm just trying to make a new voodoo car. I can keep in my pocket for the 13th.
It ain't
time to trying to get the right color code on the primer so I can paint this car.
Hey, Kenny, so you tell me you get one of them matchbox cars, the ones that back in the day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. Get one, and I'm sanding it down, and I'm painting it just like that. If it's got, it could have green primer, yellow primer, or black primer. What color is it, Sean, so I can get the color code?
It's pink. It's pink. Hey, look, I done gave Jimmy direct orders. I told him, if I ain't there and you lose, don't come back. So, he understand right now. So, I'm predicting right now that Kenny will be at the start of the wheelie balls at the end of the race.
Damn.
Now, that's damn near a gap. That's man. You might call that a gap. Shit.
That'd be,
shit,
that'd
he
be,
might
that,
go
to call. Payback.
Hey, Rick, so we got some for you too.
Talk a little slow. I don't understand what you said. Say that again.
I said after this shit crispy, I know you're gonna look at it. It's gonna get ugly down there. It's gonna get scared.
Well, look, let me tell you this now, so you can run and tell him that what he did up Englishtown in good conditions on a good track, he won't do down here, and he has to do better than that to fuck with me. Okay.
Did you hear that, Pete?
Nope.
And now I got my pom-poms out.
Listen to Monster. We'll get my pom-poms. Forget it.
I got me some pom-poms now. My shit like, go, Rick. I'm going to be standing out there throwing my shit up now, Pete. You want to start some shit, dude.
Hey, look. Now, what are you going to do then? We're like, don't come on. Don't drop them. Keep it on chin.
Hey, but you know what, Pete? The good thing about it, and you got to admit, if they go at it May 4th up at Capitol Raceway, Long Island Joe Custom Tees Battle on the Hill, you got to admit, that's going to be one badass racetrack, ain't it, buddy?
Yes, sir.
But, hey, Pete, you didn't tell them that the four horsemen were going to be part of that pit crew that day. We're going to help JC make sure he gets that thing straight
now. You tell them too much. You can't come. I can't tell them everything.
Look here. I already got that memo, so that ain't nothing new. And that don't scare me.
Trigger Ricky got spies.
So what, in other words, what I'm trying to say to you, because I'm in CPS, so I ain't trying to talk too loud. But what I'm trying to tell y'all is, if I got my car together by May the 4th, he may be set to run Chris Butler. If my car's together, I will call JC out and tell him he can run me first right out the trailer.
I show you get together.
I don't think JC's gonna have a problem with that, Rick.
Nah, we can use you for the test run for real.
That's good.
Let's see what the tracker's saying.
I'm a fool,
man. What you say, Pete? He might want to put a soft tune up for Rick or something,
Let's see what the tracker's saying. For real, man. I'm telling you.
Damn, Pete, you're wide open tonight.
Man, there's one thing about anything the horseman touch going to be fair. We like Delta, but we just fly low.
Hey,
Delta fly high. We fly low.
Hey, Pete, are you hearing what I'm saying?
Hey, Monster.
And my, after April the dag on 13, they can have no damn wings, so they can do no damn flying.
I hear you, man.
Hey, look, hey, if I call y'all, can y'all do it the way, because one of our wings, I could, you know, coming down back like Denzel did.
Yeah. You feel like you're flying upside down from Orangeburg coming home.
Hey, Sharon. Hey, Sharon, that Kenny was really nice until that goddamn Pete got on the goddamn phone.
Yeah, that's how it always is. That's how it always is.
Y'all know me, Mossy. You know, I don't talk much. I just said thank everybody at the banquet awards. You know, I don't talk much. Then Pete gets me riled up or something. And Sean gets me riled up. And I start talking trash or something.
Hey, but you know what, Kenny?
Mossy, let me tell you what it did. They had some of my crew members that were so fucked up after they, when they was racing us that night, they made them bet against the grain.
Huh?
Yes.
What'd you say, Sean?
Y'all made some of my crew members bet against us.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they said that black and blue car was looking good that night, see?
I know, so. I already gave them the press conference. I told them, I said, I want them same bastards to bet this way this time. Bet against us this time.
Look, I tell you what, me and Jimmy would have got it on in Florida. If that bitch would have went straight, that would have been a good race. Jimmy was flying in Florida. And
no,
he was doing good.
He was on a hope and a prayer, because the whole motor was about to let loose.
Yeah, he said it was getting tired.
2013 will be interesting. I'm telling you, boy, we got some secret calls, we got some new calls, we got some things y'all ain't seen. Once it all get out there, it's gonna be something
hey,
going
Kenny.
On.
Hey, Kenny.
Yes, sir.
We look at I got a little friend of mine right with a stock block car that's looking for any stock block car that y'all might know of from here to damn Qatar. Any stock block 302 car, he want it on 28. Y'all know anybody?
I don't know anybody fuck with a stock block.
That's
a 302.
Yeah.
They got doing some amazing shit. You can put all the girdles and all that shit you want. That shit ain't a hole so much. But I give them props. That car you talking about is flying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the one Joe got up there in New York, Sean?
If it's a stop block 302, it's got access.
Yeah, call Joe tomorrow when you get a chance. He got that. They bringing them down here. I forgot the car. The boy called me on the phone with Joe the other night.
All his boys done weasel out of the back half action, so hell, I might as well try to get some stop block action.
Hey, Sean, let me ask you this question. Y'all, I think it was your buddy or somebody you knew ran a guy from Maryland down in Fayetteville with a Mustang.
Yeah, I want his ass. I want my money back. The little boy let the rent the car, but yeah, I want my money back. I want him. Is he going to be that sad? I'll lock him in tonight.
I don't know. I got his number.
If he want to lock in, call me tomorrow, and I'll lock him in between the
I call him tomorrow, see if he's coming down there.
Boy, that was some easy money right there. I guess everything is too easy. It just fucks up. See, Kenny, I thought you were easy. I thought you were something sweet that Saturday night. You embarrassed me in front of my family.
Well, I didn't do it on purpose.
If you didn't embarrass you last time, you better tell them all to stay home this time.
I'll be over in the water.
We come in with your ass good this time.
Hey, Pete, I'll be over at the watermelon track, but
tell him when he see that thing sitting low and mean with that spoil on the front.
Hey, man, I want
Kenny and Pete to be beside that damn trailer when that bitch roll out that trailer Saturday evening.
I see it sitting low and mean now. I see y'all lower the ass in down of it.
You got to look at the whole picture, the whole car.
Don't be coming up with no pro mod now.
Huh?
Don't be coming up with no pro mod. I see all kinds of new mods and shit.
Hey, look, I'm coming to damn win this time. See, last time I let Jimmy do some of the stuff he wanted to do, that shit don't work out. I'm a pro mod style racer. I always wanted me one.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it on Saturday. I'm looking for it. It looked good. It looked good on Facebook, Sean.
Hey, Pete, can be deceiving.
Where Pete at? Pete, keep Kenny away from that trailer. Kenny trying to work that damn voodoo shit or something. with damn little die-cast cars and stuff floating around. I never thought Kenny B would do that.
Yeah, I'm gonna get some pictures on Saturday so I can paint my car so I have it ready for Orangeburg.
And dangerous. I gotta leave you home.
All right, fellas, I gotta make a phone call over to my boy across the water over there. So I'm great.
I'm all the fast calls in Virginia. If I tell you that.
Yeah, hey Pete, your phone's breaking up. You hear me?
Take it easy.
All right, man. I'll talk to y'all soon. Be safe, brother. Be safe going down the road.
I got something for you to tell the racers up there for me.
Go for it, big brother.
Tell them to call Fulton because we need the business down south. Tell them to call Fulton. Automotive Motors.
Call. All right.
Oh, man. Mark, you coming out this weekend?
No, I won't be able to. My mom ain't doing real good right now, so we're going to try to get her. Hopefully, can get everything in order with her. So, generally, that's where I'd be at, right there next to old Larry T with T-shirts, having a good time.
I know. Larry ain't coming either, huh?
Yes, he is.
Oh, okay.
Yep, Larry will be in the house. Put the room before. Yeah, but yeah, you guys have a good time down there, and believe me, they'll be texting and calling, sending pictures the whole time. All right, but yeah, Sean, we're gonna work on that thing with Rick. I'm gonna talk to Larry about that tomorrow before he leaves.
Okay, yeah, let me know whatever I got to do to help out on that, because I've been trying to get him down here for a minute.
Yeah, man, we'll have a good time down there, Rick. Because see, all Sean, the problem is you ain't got no drivers that can leave with him, so that's your big disadvantage right there. What part you didn't understand? The can't or leave?
Shit, man, leaving ain't a problem. The problem is staying up there after you leave.
Goddamn, Pete jumped. He jumped shit like a goddamn $3 hoe, don't he?
Hey, Mark, I'm mad at Rick because he won't listen. He's hard, young fella. I'm mad at him right now. I'm sorry. He's got my blood pressure. To help him some kind of thing. I was gonna make him somebody, but he don't
want to
listen.
Well, I heard that. Take Rick to the promised land.
I'm
going
to make him a star.
Hey, Rick.
I still need to be made a star.
Hey, Rick.
Well,
that's
you
already got
part of the You better John Hoffman. Because, you'll be somebody then, man. You better John Hoffman, you'll be somebody then, I'm telling
Hey, Pete.
You know how Rick Flair, you said, you ain't got to like it, but love it. Best thing going, yeah.
Hey, Pete.
Oh, my God. Huh?
Pete, can you hear me?
I'm listening.
Hey, Sean, can you hear me?
Huh? Yeah, I'm here.
That's that mouthpiece shit you was talking about earlier tonight, and Indica. That's it right there on the other line. God damn. Well, okay, boy. And look, I can't wait to get him up at May 4th. I swear to God, I'm going to sit right next to him and elbow him until he can't stand up. You hear me?
Hey, I can't wait either. I can't wait to back my boy Jay-Z up and get him in that groove. And when he turn that button loose, hell, going to turn it out. I'm telling you. We're going to turn up down to him.
Hey, look. I'm going to get this next week. I'm going to have everybody call into the show because we're going to put on the quartermilebrothers.com website and our website to support Rick's show. So I'm going to have some of the other folks call in, and I want you to say them exact words so I get everybody that agrees. We don't have a poll. The number one is going to be for Rick. We might put 3 or 4 for JC, and everybody's going to vote on which way they ride and who they ride with, all right?
Man, y'all had a little kid in there about to vote 5. Man, we can't have it. Y'all had little kids and all them voting and stuff, man. That's not going to work.
You know, those people in Maryland.
Trying to get Rick votes up. That's not all y'all trying to cheat us. Yeah, y'all had to get a kindergarten vote 2 or 3 times and everything.
Oh, man.
Tell them with the hit. Don't hit that one. Hit TR. Hit that one.
Hey, Rick. Who said we played fair across the bridge, boy?
Well, they're waiting to May the 4th. Y'all, I don't know if y'all know who JC and the Horseman is, but I guarantee you, after that day, y'all will know.
Hey Rick, what's that AO saying?
I won't know. So
That's right.
I think you should go on the bleachers and sit back and watch his work.
If he with the horseman, if he with the GRF, if he with the whatever he got on the side of his trailer, for me, it don't matter. Now, you might worry Chris with that stuff, but that shit don't mean nothing to me.
I tell you what.
Trey, I got a feeling JC make a shakedown and that Chris going in the bushes.
Oh, yeah.
Kenny, you said as soon as JC make a shakedown, Chris going to run in the bushes.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
I'm going to get Chris on here next week.
I'm going to make a
prediction.
I'm going to tell you right now, when JC leaves and set the wheel down, and you see it bounce up and pack the wheel two or three times and set down, it better be gone. It better not be nowhere in sight.
You said set the wheel down, it ain't going to pick the wheel up.
Jeez, you better go look at the video.
Yeah, you talking about from another track. If he come to Capitol, I guarantee he knocks the tires off.
You going to see.
You right, I will. And you going to see what I'm telling you. As Postdoc Joe say, now you going to see what I see.
Please, don't make my stomach, don't make me have a sour stomach tonight before I go to bed, please.
Hey, Sean, I guarantee you, at the end of the night, you're going to see Horseman and JC up on, stand alone. You're going to be alone.
You know they're going to have that, you know that movie they had a long time ago, Oh, Stella Got a Groove Back? I think 2013, JC's going to have his groove back. So it'll be JC got his groove.
Ow! Oh, my God.
If JC beat Tricky Ricky this time around, that's who they're going to race all summer long.
I mean,
one thing you know, when you hear me talk shit, you know we got a plan. And it's already in effect.
Your plan already in effect? Nah, not for me.
Man, I told you, man, what you do for a test run.
Well, that's cool. I mean, long as I'm together, I ain't got no problem with that. I ain't got no problem with that. So,
that's one thing we can say about you, Rick, after last year. You will race. Got to give you props on that.
Y'all should hope that I'm together. So y'all could get that, you know, no problem race guaranteed win. Because you will learn that day again.
Pete, you got to get Rick. I mean, you know, he will race even when he's outgunned, you know. He'll try something.
He'll race even though he brings a knife to a gunfight. He'll race, though.
Yeah.
I tell you one thing he won't do. He won't run into that brick wall no more, the Hoffman brick wall.
Hey, well, look, both of them, I mean, if now y'all want to include JC as a horseman, you know what I'm saying? I'm up against a brick wall with both of them. So what difference do it really make? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I already know that. I'm trying to stop him from running to it right now. I told you, I said, Rick, there's a brick wall around that corner. Don't go around it. And you going around it anyway, so.
I mean, if you want to make it exciting, you know what I'm saying, why either one of y'all just, you know what I'm saying, give me something, spot me something, you know what I'm saying?
We all responded to last time.
No, I can't take that spot no more. That's a bad spot.
Well, I tell you what, how would you
let me start the race with either one of them cars.
No, if you want to start the race, you better leave first. Now, if you leave first, you start race first.
I proved what we'll do.
We'll run your head up. And look, I'm going to give you a special. We'll run your head over Kenny Carr, and we got to get the Willie bars off of you to whip you.
How is that a special?
Not the car. I'm going to give you the Willie bars. We're going to get the whole Willie bar off. We're going to get you with the Willie bars, not just the body. With the Willie balls and everything.
You talking like a crackhead now. You can't give me no special if I'm outgunned, Pete. That ain't no special. Both of y'all just admitted I'm outgunned.
Hey, I don't know what to tell you this. The only thing is go on to the shop and trade that 45 and get you something bigger, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, what we going to see? Y'all don't strike no fear in my heart simply because y'all don't know what I know. Y'all got bigger, better shit, but y'all don't know what I know. So it's all good.
This guy's tough. Tricky Ricky is serious. I like that.
Well, one thing I know, we bad motherfuckers over here. So if you think you bad enough, come on, get some ass.
Y'all some all right motherfuckers over there. Y'all some all right motherfuckers.
Should we date
bad? I don't know about bad. I don't know if I can say bad, but y'all some all right motherfuckers. See, this is a problem. I know this is my show, but it shouldn't be left up to me to be doing all this defending and taking up for everybody.
Don't you know when you said the horse was on the phone, everybody from Maryland and D.C. hung up?
Well, I mean, shit, it's basically 10 o'clock, bro.
What?
I know. I got to go to bed. I'll see y'all later on. See you guys this weekend.
All right, Sean. We'll see you on Saturday. Pete, you ride with me Saturday morning?
I don't know. I might go there. I might leave Friday and go there and sneak up in the shop and see what Sean got going on with the car, man. You know, I got to go in there and see what's going on.
For all those that are still on the phone, I appreciate y'all calling in. We all gonna make this an interesting summer. I wish more of the guys that say they're gonna race get on here and defend themselves and not leave me with all this defending to do. But until next week, you know, everybody have a safe weekend. Have fun at the racetrack. Enjoy the fellowship. See everybody back next Thursday, same time.
All right, Rick.
All right, y'all take it easy.
All right, boys.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.